Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and we'll get right to our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called steady to firm amid reports that several plants remain snug on supplies for this week, despite expectations of further reductions in slaughter schedules. Terminals called steady to higher, tops from $54 to $60. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar higher today, a top price of $54. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 16th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,944. For the base market, hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range, $67.50 to $81, the weighted average, $75.88. A gain of $1.31 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $54.25 to $63. The weighted average was $60.52. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,916, the base price range $67.25 to $82. The weighted average $78.72, a gain of $3.41 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $56.50 to $62, and the weighted average was $59.96.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, did parts of Iowa get some needed rain over the weekend?
Yes, parts of Iowa did get needed rain over the weekend. And I think that as you look at the Midwest Corn Belt, most areas are doing well. I would say that a few portions of Iowa are still a little bit on the dry side, though. But overnight, some of the far southern sections of Iowa that did not get the best rains earlier did pick up some. So yesterday afternoon into the overnight period, there were a few pockets in southwestern Iowa that picked up over an inch of rain. Prior to that, northwest Iowa got heavy rain. Rainfall across the Midwest, highly variable, as is the case with thunderstorms. Here in Champaign County, even some places getting less than a third of an inch of rain. That's what we picked up, by the way, at WILL, was a third of an inch of rain. But other places picking up over an inch and a half. So a lot of variation in the rainfall. But when we look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole, for the weekend, from Friday morning through this morning, about 85% of the Corn Belt did pick up moisture, and many of the areas that did not yet are in eastern sections and will still have time. Central Iowa and northern Missouri were the driest, although we did see a few places there picking up rain over the last few hours, and they are in an area that's favored to get some rain this week. So some of the driest areas are not perhaps going to stay dry much longer, as frontal boundary is going to set up generally west to east across the Midwest and be the firing zone for showers and thunderstorms most of this week. The wettest areas, with an inch to 2.5 inches of rain were generally from central Nebraska to southern Minnesota and also in far northwestern portions of Iowa. And amounts of over an inch also occurred in portions of southern into east central Illinois and in southern into central Indiana. And most other rainfall amounts were 2/3 of an inch or less. Now, as we look at the outlook for the Midwest Corn Belt, we'll look at temperatures and we'll look at precipitation. As far as temperatures are concerned, there's no excessive heat expected over the next 2 weeks anywhere in the Midwest. In fact, temperatures this weekend and early next week are expected to go a little cooler than average. At this time of year, cooler than average is not a serious problem, as average temperatures are well up in the 80s. We are looking for 70s and 80s for highs this weekend and early next week. Now, there will be some 90-degree readings, mainly lower 90s, across Missouri into parts of central and southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana and neighboring Kentucky the middle of this week. But that's about it. No high 90s, no 100s, no heat stress at all. As far as moisture, more showers and thunderstorms are likely. Iowa, northern Missouri into central Illinois, the areas that have the best shot of getting the heaviest rainfall this week. And showers and thunderstorms will be scattered about the Midwest throughout this work week. It looks like it starts to turn a little drier Friday into the weekend. Now, as we look ahead to next week, the hot dome of air shifts farther to the west. That puts us in a more northwesterly flow aloft. So that tends to be a little drier, but with temperatures running a little below average. So that's not going to cause a whole lot of stress. The Delta picked up some rain over the weekend. They needed it. And it looks like some more coming late this week into the weekend as the cooler air pushes southward and some more showers and thunderstorms will fire up there. The long-term moisture situation in the Delta soybean area is still a bit drier than average, but they picked up a good boost this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms have also occurred in northern and eastern portions of the Great Plains and more later this week. The other areas will start to turn drier again, which is good for harvest. And in the northern plains, they are getting a few showers, and we'll get some this week. They could use more rain, but generally speaking, conditions are great there too. So no real big problem areas for the crops currently underway in the U.S. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 461 and three quarters, up a quarter last trade, down 1 3/4. September, 471 and a half, down a half last trade, unchanged. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 359, unchanged last trade, down 2. September, 376, down 3/4, last trade, down 2 3/4. July corn opened at 234, down 1 1/2, last trade down 4 1/4. December, 259, down 2 1/4, last trade down 4 1/4. March, 272, down 1/4, last trade down 4 1/4. The red line July, 284 3/4, down 1 1/2, last trade down 3 1/4. July beans opened at 595 1/4, down 5, last trade down 8 1/4. November, 621, down 6, last trade down 7 1/2. January, 630, down 5 1/4, last trade down 6. July soybean meal opened at 180, down 90, last trade down 240. July soybean oil opened at 2474, down 12, last trade down 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if you were listening to meteorologist Ed Kieser, he said Iowa got needed rain over the weekend, and there was some good rains down in the Delta, too. We're going to push to the downside, at least on the opening bell today?
On the opening, we're going to, Dave, but there are still some areas that are a little bit on the dry side. From our records, it appears that Des Moines only got 7 1/100ths of an inch of rain, so less than a tenth of an inch up there. So there are a few areas that are still on the drier side, and I actually just caught part of Ed's talk there. We're hearing some talk of rain moving through mid to late week this week that actually today is scheduled to come across some of those drier sections, and it's going to be kind of needed that they get that rain out there to try and keep the conditions in good shape. Trying to guess condition ratings tonight is kind of a mixed bag, to be honest with you, because the areas that got rain are certainly looking better. Us over here in Indiana got a nice little shower overnight that's going to make some of this replanted stuff look a lot better along the way. So it's going to be about weather, and it's going to be about what the funds do with this thing today. The funds are still long 190,000 contracts of corn out here, and if they decide they want to dump another 20,000 and stay on the path that they've been over the last 10 days, we can drive this thing substantially lower yet and go down to meet, for instance, our March lows on July corn was 227 and 3/4, not too far away. The March low on D's corn is 249 and a half, so we might try and make a run at those type of numbers, especially with the 6 to 10 day coming out with below normal temps. right as we get ready to pollinate this crop.
Those March lows were March 20th. And the soybeans still sideways?
Well, we're sideways right now, but I keep feeling like the next shoe's going to drop at some point in time. I think there you look at some of these outside markets that are all under pressure today. If the energy market in particular starts to break that 68.40 in July crude, for instance, our low prior to, I think we did go to 68.30 once. But if we begin to break there, you take away the support from the bean oil market, and we might start to see this bean market come back to reality, I think, with the kind of carryouts we're looking at.
So the call on the beans?
I'm going to go 5 or 7 to 10 lower in the beans. I think you're going to be 3 to 5 lower in corn, and then we see what the funds are going to do from there.
And in the wheat?
Wheat's probably going to be 1 to 2 lower. We did trade 230,000 tons, or Egypt bought 230,000 tons. I think somewhere around 170 of that came from the U.S.
And very quickly, the features over at the Merck.
I think in the Merck, you got to think hard about getting hedges in place. We made a huge run in the livestock market. Cash, for instance, up $20 over the last 9 weeks. I think you got to get hedges in place out of there. It looks very toppy to me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Brian joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.